we are back from the break, and I have to pause for a moment to talk about what just happened here just moments ago. First, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, attacks Ryan Rhodes, costing him his match. And then in a fit of rage, James Wesley makes some unkind comments towards Ryan Rhodes, thinking as I that Ryan Rhodes was too injured to do anything about it. But then, to my surprise, and to the surprise of the fans here in the Chelsea Arena, we witnessed the bad temper of Ryan Rhodes in full effect. You know, Rhodes is a devastating force here in WWE. But I have to question, you know, I have to ask this. With all that power, with all that fury, and with all that anger, why isn't Ryan Rhodes at least trying to climb the corporate ladder here in WWE? You know, so what if Ryan beats people up after the show or after his match? No one respects the guy, including myself. No one cares if they're bested by him after a win. And personally, I feel Ryan Rhodes needs to do some serious soul-searching when it comes to his career here in WWE. Look, I'm not trying to be an asshole, folks, and I'm not trying to antagonize Ryan Rhodes. But if he wants to be remembered as the guy from London who never won but beat everybody to a pulp, then fine. But please, Ryan, please, do me and do the fans a favor here in WWE. Stop complaining to us in your interviews about the very thing that you not only fabricate, but that you also control, which is your work rate. Now, Ryan Rhodes might hear this. You know, quite possibly, he might come down this aisle right now and kill me. But as a responsible announcer and a true fan of WWE, I can no longer go on talking about why Ryan Rhodes is so overlooked and why Ryan Rhodes isn't given a chance. With that said, I'm off my soapbox, so let's go to the ring for our next contest.
Ladies and gentlemen, now making his way to the ring, he is a man this organization and you fans have not seen for over 4 years. He hails from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and stands in at an impressive 6'9" tall, weighing in at 285 pounds. After all these years, he has a score to settle, and it begins tonight with his opponent. This man has faced many and lost a few, and he is feared by some of the best in the business. And in 2005, fights in the memory of his best friend, Stevie Sinister. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Alistair Stonewall.
The curtains and sprinting down to ringside. Stonewall dives under the bottom rope and listen to this reception. Holy cow! Climbing the turnbuckle and pointing up towards the heavens. Stonewall makes the sign of the cross and jumping down and repeating the action on the opposite side of the ring. I don't believe how deafening it is, but come in here. Can anybody even hear me out there in TV Wonderland? The good news is, Alistair Stonewall is back. The bad news is, the easy part is over. But before we introduce to you his opponent, let's briefly touch on Stonewall's career here in professional wrestling. When he entered BACW, Stonewall was pushed very hard by Mr. Petey in a very demanding role, going up against his friend, Stevie Sinister, and the world seemed to be at this young man's fingertips. But by the time the feud had ended, Stonewall was forced not only into imitating Stevie Sinister, but also becoming Stevie Sinister both inside and outside of the ring. And this is when he snapped. Abandoning the green hair for blonde, Stonewall quickly found himself blackballed by Mr. Petey for a contract dispute and conduct inappropriate of a BACW wrestler. Later on in the year, a car accident killed his girlfriend, and Alistair Stonewall, whose legal name is Jason Gallant, took on a very motivated Jack Craven. And folks, during this match, Stonewall was retired from professional wrestling, many say because his heart just wasn't in it anymore. Stonewall now says that his arguments with Mr. Batiste had to do with the release of Stevie Sinister, who has since vanished from the professional wrestling business altogether. Nobody knows where he is. Apparently, Alastair Stonewall blames Mr. Batiste for allowing Stevie Sinister to walk out of BACW without doing more to retain Sinister's services. I'm not sure if Alastair Stonewall has the demon still in his head or he's got some more skeletons in the closet, but if he is distracted in any way during this match, this man who's about to come to the ring right now is going to show Stonewall why he's better than most. Get ready to be enlightened, folks, because here comes our former World Heavyweight Champion.
Before we introduce to you his opponent, let's introduce to you his team. From Austin, Texas, welcome, if you would, the Super Sidekick, he is Dakota Dave!
Say what you will about Dakota Dave, look at this guy, he's fat, out of shape, constantly sweating, and underneath it all, his physical disabilities are absolutely disgusting. But you know what? He is the only reason Eddie Outlaw is so darn successful inside that squared circle. Call him a lackey or call him a flunky like most, but understand this, that when you get into the ring with Eddie Outlaw, underestimating Dakota Dave could be very, very dangerous.
Entering next, this is his brother, labeled the Grand Wizard of Wrestling. Some even call him Roy God, but we refer to him as the real deal. Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Douglas.
You know, at one time, Roy Douglas was pound for pound the best wrestler on the roster. But then his brother retired, and Roy simply lost his will to win. Now back into the ring at the side of his brother Eddie Outlaw, everyone is asking Mr. Batiste and Scott Champion, is Roy Douglas going to get another shot at becoming the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, or is he even going to get a shot to have an opportunity to climb the ladder of success? Who knows, but when his time comes, and you know his time will come, look out, WWA, because this guy can definitely wrestle with the best of them.
And his opponent, he hails across the Hudson and is the former eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. On six separate occasions, he has stood atop the mountain, and tonight he plans to take the first step to getting back up onto that apex. From Newark, New Jersey, he has a motto of being better than you, ladies and gentlemen, the former eWrestling.org World Television Champion, I am proud to enlighten you with
begins to pulsate on the Ovaltron with the blaring song of Metallica's Better Than You. Roy Douglas and Dakota Dave part the curtain from both sides. The arena lights have gone dark and bathed in a brilliant spotlight. Here comes Eddie Outlaw exiting from the back, standing in the aisle for a second to absorb the reaction. Oh, pyrotechnics go off, and here comes Most Wanted down to the ringside area.
I'm simply the best, boys and girls. Simply the best.
In his interviews, Eddie Outlaw brought to you the horrible footage of his girlfriend Cece, who has been paralyzed from the waist down due to a Jack Craven tombstone pile driver at 2005 Ways to Bleed. Although Jack mysteriously neglected to speak on the matter in the last 2 weeks, Outlaw wasn't shy when it came to telling us exactly how he felt. Cece, we wish you the best and the speediest recovery that anybody has ever had here in WWA. You are America's sweetheart, and Lord knows I love you, but to Jack Craven, I personally say this. Eddie Outlaw is angry, motivated, and has already marked you as a dead man. Jack Craven, I hope you have plenty planned, because if you don't, you're going to end your career at the hands of one hell of an Eddie Outlaw ass kicking. Hold on a second, folks, because Alastair Stonewall has the microphone and he's going to address the Outlaw before he even gets into the ring. Wow, this Alastair Stonewall ain't fooling around.
Outlaw, I've had to endure a lot of your shit before our match tonight. I've heard you claim that you tore apart my words when it was I instead performed such an act against yours. I've heard you claim that you're going through a rough time when I've experienced far more traumatic and most laughable of all, you claim that I am a worthless nobody that will retire after this match. You will regret those words tonight, for you too will be the next to fall to the might of Alastair Stonewall.
Fans, our ring is clear. The referee has called for the bell, and here we go! Outlaw doesn't wait a second longer and charging into the ring. Stonewall is quick to drop down into a fireman's carry, skidding Outlaw across the squared circle over the logo and into the opposite ropes. Looking up with shock, Outlaw pounds the canvas, getting to his feet in frustration, speeding back into the center of the ring. Stonewall falls sideways into an anaconda crippler crossface, but Outlaw is quick to lock his hands, countering the move, spinning behind, abandoning the hold. Stonewall wrenches any Outlaw up off the canvas. Oh! Back heel kick to the groin of Stonewall by any Outlaw, and reversing the hold. It's Outlaw who unloads, oh my god, with a neck-cracking German suplex, yanking Stonewall from the logo. Stunned, Eddie Outlaw tosses him into the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip, and here comes Stonewall on the rebound. Boot to the stomach by Outlaw opens up the defense of Stonewall. Oh! Beautiful implant DDT, and Eddie Outlaw is in complete control, sitting up and looking into the crowd.
Nobody.
You can hear the arrogance flow from the mouth of the former World Heavyweight Champion. He's going for the cover. Look at the leg and the cover and the count. One, two. Stonewall kicks out, and this one's going to continue. Folks, from what I've seen right now, right here, Eddie Outlaw is by far both stronger and more technically sound than his opponent. And the only thing I can say is, you know, it's tough to come out of a 4-year retirement and take on the Master of Enlightenment. Up to the top rope and leaping into the air, here comes the Outlaw down with a loaded chamber, flying headbutt, and he's going for the cover again. One, two, three. No, kick out by Stonewall for a second time.
That was three, man. Come on.
But Alastair Stonewall seems to be playing possum.
Come on.
Yanking Stonewall upright by his green hair. Outlaw hoists him up into a torture rack, but Stonewall slides down his back, arching backwards. Outlaw is driven into the canvas neck first by a surprise Alastair Stonewall. German suplex. My god, what a move! Body slam in the corner of the ring by Stonewall, and from the second round, down across the neck of Eddie Outlaw with a leg drop comes Alastair Stonewall, and that had to hurt the former World Heavyweight Champion. Perhaps Eddie Outlaw got a little bit too careless with his moveset. Oh! Reverse neckbreaker reminds Eddie that this one is far from over. Stonewall's going for the win. Here's the cover and the count. One, two, three, it's over. No. Roy Douglas just put Eddie Outlaw's foot on the rope, and this one's going to continue. Back and forth we go with the advantage, changing hands like Rick Righteous does women. Oh, no. Stonewall is yelling at Roy Douglas, and he better not get distracted by Eddie Outlaw's brother. That's what he wants you to do, Stonewall. Don't do it. Flipping Outlaw onto his stomach, Alastair sits into a deep flossing crab and straining for the rope. Eddie Outlaw appears to be too far to make a clean break.
No.
The referee's going to ask him.
No, I don't think
that he will not submit.
Shut the fuck up.
Dakota Dix is now up on the apron with the bling bling cattle prong, and Stonewall immediately breaks the hold, clocking Dakota Dave in the jaw. into the ring, flies the bling bling and down onto the concrete. And a large gelatinous splat goes Double D's Dakota Dave. Douglas has the bling bling and swing into the room. He just nailed Stonewall across the head. And the Lancer Stonewall is knocked out cold. He's lying flat on his back. Outlaw turns
That's
around smiling and he can smell the wind. Spinning around, the referee sees the cover. One, two, not like this. Three, this one is over. No, no, no. Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. Alastair Stonewall has kicked out. I don't believe it. And this one's going to continue.
Damn.
Look at the shock on Roy Douglas's face. And Stonewall begins to shake in anger and frustration. Off the canvas and into the ropes goes Stonewall. And here he comes on the rebound. Spinning in a circle, Outlaw misses with the discus punch, and Stonewall continues to move off the opposite nylon. Off balance and taking advantage of the Outlaw's lack of equilibrium, Stonewall jams the boot into the stomach. Perfect position, up and down, perfect power bomb, and Eddie Outlaw is arching his back from the extreme pain that just sent his spinal column into the Richter scale. My God, cupping his neck and kicking his leg, Eddie Outlaw is in serious trouble. Back off the mat and into the ropes. That one, yes! Stonewall just connected with his setup move. What an awesome spine buster, and you know what's next. Here comes Stonewall's avalanche, inverted Death Valley driver. No, break in the eyes by Outlaw. Quick belly-to-belly suplex, and Stonewall once again is on the defensive. Alastair Stonewall was just mere seconds away from ending the contest. High Texan leg sweep, followed by a nasty T-bone suplex, and Stonewall looks like he has nothing left in the tank. Folks, Eddie Outlaw is going for the win.
Round up.
Round up finisher. Round up reverse chicken wing. I don't believe it. Stonewall struggling to free himself. And my God, the referee gets out of the way. Both men have tumbled down into the corner. But Outlaw still has the chicken wing applied. And Stonewall's trying to say something. What's he saying? Is he submitting? One foot on the ropes, and Stonewall's tapping. Stonewall is tapping, but his foot is in the ropes. Wait a minute, Roy Douglas just tossed his foot off the ropes, and the man in stripes is crying for the belt. He did not see Stonewall's foot on the ropes. Oh my God, no referee, not like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, Eddie Outlaw.
Into the ring comes Roy Douglas, who immediately begins to put the boots to Stonewall, while his brother Eddie Outlaw continues to apply the round. Douglas just sucker punched the referee. Come on, Roy God, don't do that to the man. It's because he's an official in there. Release him. Hold. Oh, no, Outlaw, no. Outlaw is calling for the blink blink cattle prod, and here comes Dakota Dave with the blink blink. Roy God and Dakota are holding up a weak and worn down Alastair Stonewall by his arm. And Outlaw allows with the bling bling, and Stonewall is busted open bed, falling flat on his back and knocked out cold, sleeping with the vicious boot. Wanted has claimed their first victim here in WWA, but I can tell you this, folks, Alastair Stonewall is just not some ham and egg off the street. He's a very talented wrestler who is more than capable of holding the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship, in my opinion. Most wanted just might regret the day that they decided to make Alastair Stonewall their first stop in round to what Eddie Outlaw is calling his enlightened rise to fame. Well, here comes the medical staff once again, and while they place Alastair Stonewall on a stretcher and carry him out of the ring, let's go to the back as Candace Hoffman, our X-Zone roving reporter, tries to get us a word with Canadian wrestle god Absolute Lee Real. Let's go to the oval front. Take it away, Candace.
That's why I'm your icon.